This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. It's been 4 years since Congress passed its sweeping law to fix the financial system after the Great Collapse. Even now, regulators still haven't figured out a piece of it, the Volcker Rule. The rule said to big financial companies, if a client wants you to bet his or her money, fine. But financial companies should not make bets for their own profit, because if those go bad, it could bring down the whole shebang. And taxpayers would have to pick up the pieces. I ran this concept past regular Marketplace contributor Alan Sloan, senior editor at large at Fortune magazine.
Well, there's only one problem with that. You explained to me how to differentiate between what is called market making, which is taking a position in something your customer is selling or a customer might want to buy, and gambling with the bank's money.
It wasn't easy for regulators. I think the Volcker Rule turned out to be quite a few pages long.
Yeah, I think the first draft was about 200 pages long, and I got lost about page 3. And the problem is, if you have something that complicated, it's impossible to enforce. There actually is a way to deal with this.
You actually have, Alan Sloan, a solution to this, this insoluble.
And it's not mine. It's a fellow named Tom Honig. He was the head of the Kansas City Fed, and he proposed that banks get out of the business of securities entirely.
And under that proposal, it was banks, not other big investment companies on Wall Street, that would be prevented from trading.
Right.
So we're not saying a Goldman Sachs has to get out of the business of trading.
But it can't be a bank anymore.
So if you want to do trading, you can't be a bank.
Exactly.
In recent days, some of these banks, Goldman Sachs, for instance, reporting fine profits. Do you think we still need to reform the system in this way?
Well, we need to do something, because the problem that surfaced in 2008 is still there. Big institutions that are too interconnected to be allowed to fail. What you have to do is get them out of the more dangerous things and have a system where they're restricted enough to be allowed to fail. And when that happens, believe me, the people running them will be much more careful.
Alan Sloan, senior editor at large at Fortune magazine. Thank you.
My pleasure, David.